If you've ever looked in the mirror and thought, man, I wish my teeth were straighter, you're probably also thinking, how fast can I possibly get this done?
Oh, absolutely. That desire for a quick fix, it's completely understandable. We want results, like now.
Right. But today, we're going to do a deep dive into why maybe, just maybe, slowing down is actually smarter when it comes to moving teeth, especially thinking about clear aligner therapy. We've got some really interesting science to unpack here.
We do. And it's funny, isn't it? In so many parts of life, speed is king. Efficiency. But biology often plays by different rules. You can't rush a plant to grow faster without, potential downsides. And it's kind of the same in a way for how our teeth and gums and bones respond to being moved around. They need time.
Okay, so let's get straight into that. Why is wanting everything super fast in orthodontics? Why is that maybe not the best idea? What can actually happen if we push things too quickly?
Well, one of the big concerns that comes up in the research is something called root resorption.
Resorption.
Okay, yeah. So for everyone listening, the root is like the anchor for your tooth, right? It sits in the bone.
Yeah.
And resorption is basically where that anchor, that root, starts to get, well, a bit worn away or shortened. Now, some studies, like the Adverse Effects article we looked at, point out that a tiny bit of this is actually pretty common with any orthodontic movement.
Okay, common maybe, but still sounds like something you'd want to minimize, right?
Definitely.
So what makes it more likely if you're trying to like speed run your treatment?
It seems like the duration of the treatment is one factor. The longer teeth are actively being moved, the higher the potential risk, statistically speaking. But here's the kicker when we talk about speed. It's not just the total time, it's also about the force, the intensity. If you try to crank up the force to make teeth move faster in a shorter window, well, you can be putting way more stress on those roots. And that excessive force, even for less time, might actually increase the risk of more significant root resorption. It's about finding that sweet spot, steady, controlled pressure over the time that's biologically needed.
So it's less about the calendar month count and more about the actual pressure profile on the teeth.
Exactly.
The article did mention that really severe stuff, like actually losing a tooth from root resorption, isn't common. Thankfully.
Right. It's not well documented as a frequent outcome.
But it's still listed as a potential risk. It kind of sounds like, playing with the odds a bit if you push things too hard too fast.
That's a really good way to think about it. Even if the extreme outcome is rare, the fact that it's even on the table should make us pause, shouldn't it? It makes you question if chasing the absolute fastest possible result is worth potentially compromising the long-term health of the tooth. We want stable, healthy teeth years down the line, not just a quick cosmetic change.
Yeah, absolutely. And that adverse effects article mentioned other potential issues too, didn't it? Things like pain, maybe changes inside the tooth, gum problems, even jaw joint stuff.
Yeah, all potential side effects.
How does trying to accelerate treatment potentially make those worse?
Well, think about all the connected tissues your teeth aren't just floating there. They're linked to gums, bone, nerves. So if you try to shift them really abruptly or with too much force, it can, well, irritate everything around them. That could mean more pain, more inflammation.
Makes sense.
And while gum disease, periodontitis, is mainly about plaque control, rapid or poorly controlled movements could potentially make it harder to keep things clean and healthy around the teeth. And for the jaw joint, the TMJ sudden intense forces might put extra strain on it, especially for people already prone to issues there. It really boils down to giving your body the necessary time to adapt biologically, in a comfortable, healthy way.
It really drives home that point. Moving teeth isn't just like sliding beads on a wire. It's a complex biological response.
Precisely.
Okay, so let's shift gears a bit and talk about clear aligners. Because some of the research, like that comparison of orthodontic adverse effects study, suggests they might handle this force aspect differently.
Yes, that study is quite revealing. It directly compared traditional fixed braces with clear aligner therapy, looking specifically at these adverse effects we've been discussing.
And what was the big takeaway there?
One of the most striking findings, I think, was about root resorption. The study found that clear aligners were associated with significantly less root resorption compared to the traditional braces group.
Significantly less? Like, how much less are we talking?
Well, the numbers they reported showed an average root loss of about 0.54 millimeters for the clear aligner patients
Okay.
versus almost a whole millimeter to 0.99 millimeters for those with the fixed braces.
Wow, okay, that's nearly double the amount with braces in that study. That's pretty substantial.
It really is.
So why? What's the thinking behind why aligners might be gentler on the roots?
The prevailing idea is that it comes down to how the force is applied. Clear aligners are typically designed to move teeth in very small, planned increments. Each new aligner makes a tiny, precise adjustment.
Right, you change them every week or two.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this allows for a more controlled, maybe more intermittent, and potentially gentler force compared to traditional braces, which often exert a more continuous, sometimes quite strong, pressure. This sort of gradual, digitally planned force application seems to be a key factor in why they saw less root resorption with the aligners in that comparison.
That makes intuitive sense. Smaller, stepped movements feel less aggressive than a constant heavy push. Did that study also look at pain? Because that's a big factor for patients.
It did, yes. And the findings there were also quite interesting. Both groups, braces and aligners, tended to feel the most discomfort around the first 24 hours after starting or after an adjustment. That peak pain was similar.
Okay, so initial ouch is expected either way.
Pretty much. But the difference was how long it lasted. The clear aligner group reported their pain levels getting back to normal, their baseline, much faster, usually within about 2 weeks.
2 weeks. And the braces group?
For them, it often took longer, maybe closer to a month, for the discomfort to really subside back to pre-adjustment levels. So it suggests either the initial forces from the aligners are a bit gentler overall, or maybe the way the force is applied allows people to adapt more quickly. Less prolonged discomfort.
Less potential root trouble, maybe less lingering pain. Those are definitely strong points in favor of a more controlled approach.
They certainly are.
Now, even if aligner therapy isn't, you know, magically instantaneous, how do patients actually feel about the experience? Yeah. There was that review on patient experiences with clear aligners. What did that tell us?
That review pulled together findings from various studies on patient perspectives. And a really consistent theme was aesthetics. Mm-hmm. Patients generally reported much higher satisfaction with how the aligners looked, or rather how they didn't look, being less noticeable than braces.
Yeah, that's a big draw for many people.
Absolutely. It often leads to feeling more confident during the treatment months or years. And while the review noted, yes, there can be some initial hiccups, maybe slight changes to speech or figuring out eating routines, these effects were generally temporary and improved fairly quickly.
So the overall vibe was more positive, partly because they're just less visible.
It seems that way. That discreteness appears to contribute significantly to a better overall experience for many patients, even if the treatment itself still requires commitment and time.
And what about that time factor itself? Does a longer treatment automatically mean patients are less happy in the end? There was another study looking at satisfaction versus treatment duration with clear aligners.
Right, the study on malocclusion severity and treatment duration. It's an interesting question, isn't it? You'd assume faster equals happier, but that study found it wasn't quite so simple. While, yeah, people might initially worry about how long treatment will take,
sure,
their final satisfaction level wasn't always directly tied to the duration. Other things seemed really important, too.
Like what?
Like the factors we've been touching on. Comfort during treatment, feeling like the process was manageable, maybe feeling a sense of control. Things that aligners, with their potentially gentler forces and removability, might facilitate.
So the quality of the experience matters as much, or maybe more, than just the speed.
It seems that way. And crucially, that study found the vast majority of patients, a really significant number, were ultimately satisfied or very satisfied with their smile after finishing clear aligner therapy, regardless of the initial complexity or the time it took.
So maybe focusing only on getting it done fast means potentially missing out on a treatment approach that's, well, more comfortable, potentially safer for the roots, and still leads to really happy patients in the end.
I think that's a very fair summary. It highlights the trade-offs. And, you know, when you even see case reports, like the one dealing with a complex class 3 bite using clear aligners, it hints at the level of control and versatility possible with this approach. That control is fundamental, suggesting it can achieve sophisticated movements predictably, which inherently supports a safer, well-paced treatment.
Okay, so for you listening, let's bring it all together. The big takeaway seems to be, yes, wanting straight teeth quickly is totally normal. Understandable. But biologically, your teeth, your roots, your gums, they need time to respond safely to being moved.
Mm-hmm. And trying to force that process, to rush it significantly, can unfortunately increase the risk of unwanted side effects. Things like that root resorption we discussed, maybe more discomfort.
But the research we've looked at really suggests that clear aligner therapy offers a method for applying force in a more controlled, perhaps gentler way.
Yeah, and this seems to translate into tangible benefits, like that observed lower risk of root resorption compared to traditional braces in the comparison study, and potentially more comfortable experience with pain subsiding faster.
So when you're weighing your options, it's really worth remembering that a well-paced, biologically respectful, controlled approach is often the smartest path to getting that smile you want in a way that's healthy and lasts.
Exactly. It's about the long game, the long-term health and stability of your teeth.